Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder, let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated le'ili nishmas avi mori harav David Tzvi ben harav Yosef. We are up to question number 5, having to do with the din of pasei biros. And the Gemara asks as follows. Let's say you have a chatzer that the entrance of the chatzer opens up right in between the two dyumdin of this pasei biros situation. It opens up to the in between the two dyumdin. So bar minei amar rabba chatzer shirosh nichnas lebein hapasin. Mahu. What's the halacha? Mahu l'talta mitocha lebein hapasin. Are you allowed to carry from the chatzer into this area umibein hapasin letzocha? And are you allowed to carry in the bein hapasin area, in the area that was made for drawing the water out of the well, and bring it into there? The question, now what's the two sides of the issue? So if you look in the Ritva explains what are the two sides of the issue over here. The two sides of the issue are, on the one hand, this area was only used during Aliyah L'Regel. We're going to learn probably tomorrow's daf. It's actually the very end of this daf, but we're going to probably learn it tomorrow. The Gemara at the very end of this daf states that this whole heter of Pasei Biraos was a limited heter only for the Ole Regalim, only for those Jews who would be doing Aliyah L'Regel and they needed water for their cows on the way walking up to Yerushalayim. That's the only reason they permitted it. The whole rest of the year, this area was not really in use. So the question is this area considered to be an inhabited area such that it would need to make an Eruv together with the Chatzer in order to allow the people of the Chatzer to carry into it? Or no, do we say, since it was only used once a year, that's not called real usage. Not once a year, three times a year it was used for Oli Regalim. That's not significant usage. It's like a Rishus HaYachid, that like a backyard, that, you know, like a rachva that doesn't really get used, and therefore you don't have to make an eruv with the people of the chatzer to use it. You're allowed to carry it from the chatzer to this area. It's not considered usage. See, if it's really considered usage, then you got to make an eruv with this place. If it's not considered usage, so since it's a very insignificant amount of usage, so you don't need an eruv from this place into the chatzer. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Mutter. So Rabba answered back to Abaye, we don't care about the usage of this thing. It's a very infrequent type of usage. Therefore, you don't need an Erev, and therefore it is mutter to carry from the Chatzer into this area of Pasei Biros. Asks the Gemara, Shtayim Mai, what about if you have two Chatzers into this? Do we say, even here, do we say that the usage is insignificant, even though you have another chatzer that's emptying into it? So he said to him, Amar Lei, Aser. No, in this case, it's Aser. You need an Erev, because in this case, it's considered to be more significant usage, because it's not just the Pasei Biros area, you also have a chatzer area emptying into the same general area, so there's a problem with that. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what the problem is in a moment. And by the way, even if the two chatzeros make an eruv with each other, it's still aser because of the reasoning that Rav Huna is going to tell us right now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, shtayim asurin v'afilu eruvu. Whoa! Even if the two chatzeros made an eruv with one another, you're still not allowed to carry from those chatzeros into the Pasei Biraos area. Even if the two made an eruv with each other. Why? Why is it aser? Gizera shema yomru eruv moa lebein hapasin. We're afraid people may come to say that an eruv would work to allow one chatzer to carry into the area of Pasei Biraos. People think that the reason why the chatzeros don't aser is because the chatzeros made a sheet of mevos, including the area of the bein hapasin. That's what people are going to think. And people are going to come to be matir from the bein hapasin area to carry into the chatzeros, even if there is not an opening between the chatzeros. People are going to come to carry from the bein hapasin area into chatzeros, even in a case where there is not an opening. So it's a gzeira derabanan, why we forbid it. Fine. In other words, people are going to think that an Erev works between the two chatzeris, even if there's no opening directly from one chatzir to another, just through the pase biros, that opening would be good enough. And that's not true. The only way an Erev works from one chatzir to the other is if there is an opening, a breach in the wall that connects the two chatzeros. You can't go through the pase biros area. So that's Rav Huna's opinion. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees. Ervo mutter. Rava says no. If the two chatzers made an Erev with one another, then it is permissible not only to carry from chatzer to chatzer, but even to carry out into the Pase Biros area. He's not worried that people are going to come to think that you're allowed to make an Erev even if there is no breach in the wall between the two chatzers. And Abai now is going to bring a proof to the words of Rava. Amalei Abai L'Rava, Tanya Dimisai Le'alach. I'm going to quote a brisa that proves you correct that if there's an Erev, it's mutter. It says it black on white. Chatzer shirosha echa nechnas lebein apasin, mutter letalte mitocha lebein apasin, or mebein apasin letocha. So if you have a chatzer that opens up into the area of the bein apasin, so then you're allowed to carry from the chatzer to the pasin area and from the pasin area to the chatzer. Avol shtayim aser, but if two chatzeros open up into the pasi biros, it is aser. Ba'medvar mum kishalo irvu. That's if the two chatzeros did not make an Erev one with the other. Aval irvu mutarin, but if the two chatzeres made an Erev one with the other, so it is permissible to carry not only from chatzer to chatzer, but it's permissible to carry from both chatzeres into the pase biros area. Also, it seems to be a question against Rav Huna. It says Gemara, lema tehevei tiyufta de Rav Huna. This brice is clearly against Rav Huna. And so the Gemara Malach Rav Huna, hasam da hadron ve arvan. The brice is talking about a scenario where the breach was so obvious, it was so evident that everyone could see that both rishuyos are attached. So no one's going to come to think that the reason why you're allowed to carry from one to the other is through the pase biros. It's so clear. There's a huge hole in the fence between the two chatzeros. Obviously, that's why you are allowed to carry between the two of them. Fine. That's the end of the fifth suffix. And now we come to the sixth and final question about pase biros. Ask the Gemara the following question. Let's say the bor, now again, we learned before that pase biros works for a be'er, that's a natural spring, and a bor, which is just a pit that holds water. So here the Gemara is asking, obviously a be'er can never dry up. There's no such thing. A natural underground wellspring goes on forever and ever and ever. That's what an underground wellspring is. It never stops, never dries out. But a bor, a pit, a cistern, that can dry out. What's the din if the bor dries out in the middle of Shabbos? Is it permissible to still carry from the pass in the area of the pase biros, or from the empty pit to the pase biros? So yav shumayim b'Shabbos mahu. Are you allowed to carry in that area? So amalei klum nasis michitz el b'shvil mayim. The only reason the rabbis allowed you to be lenient and consider this wide open area as a Rishos HaYachid was only because of the water. It was a special leniency for the Oli Regalim to use the water in this pit and have the cows drink from it. If there ain't no water, so then the whole Takanas Chachamim goes away. I'm like, klum nasis mechitza el b'shvil mayim. Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. If there ain't no water, then the whole leniency to allow you to carry in that area is gone.
You're saying if the water dries up on Shabbos? Or
yes. If the water dries up in the middle of Shabbos, Sa'avi is saying, even though for the first half of Shabbos, it worked. It was a good area. The Gemara is going to address this shortly. But even though the beginning of Shabbos, it was good. But since it dried up on Shabbos, so it's no longer permissible to carry in that area. Because Avi, was a leniency that was only for water. If there ain't no water, so then there's no more leniency. Says the Gemara, Bari Ravin, we'll just finish this piece, then I want to tell you about this stipler who has a kushia atsuma. A very strong question on this. Bari Ravin. Ravin has a question. Yavshu mayim b'Shabbos, uba'u b'Shabbos. What about In the beginning of Shabbos, you had water. Then it dried out, and then it rained Shabbos afternoon. So now you have more water. Yav shumayim b'Shabbos, ubo b'Shabbos, mahu, are you allowed to carry? Does the fact that the water come back permit it? Amalei Abaye, yav shu b'Shabbos lo tibaylach. It's no question if it dries out on Shabbos. The boy minei maru pashutli the usher. I asked my Rebbe, Rabbi, this question. He said it's for sure usher, like we said before. Ba'u nami lo tibaylach. Let's say you had an empty pit before Shabbos, but you had the diumd in there, and then it got filled up on Shabbos. That's also obvious. Davle mechitza asuyu b'Shabbos. And Allah is v'tani kol mechitza asuyu b'Shabbos. Be'im shom be'im mezi be'im asmeratzon. Shma mechitza. A mechitza that's made on Shabbos, even if you're not allowed to do it. In this case, you obviously are. Hashem did it. But that works. It's a good mechitza. So the question is, by the way, Avi, Tosas di Ramaschal mechitza asks your kasha. One line Tosas. We'll get to it in 1 second. Tosas asks your kasha. We'll get to it in 1 minute. But Velav, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. The Gemara says that Yavshu b'Shabbos lo tibaylach, Ubo nami lo tibaylach. If water comes on Shabbos, also it's certainly okay. Yeah, so that answers the question. The havel mechitza asuyu b'Shabbos. V'tani kol mechitza b'Shabbos. So then it works. Asks the Gemara, v'lav itmar Allah. Didn't we learn on this Amar of Nachman? Lo shanu el lizrok. This that we say that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos only works to consider it a rishus harabim doraisa, such that if you would throw something in there from a rishus harabim into rishus hayachid, that makes the rishus hayachid doraisa. That's it's considered mechitza. Avo letaltel lo, but to carry within it would still be forbidden if the mechitza was made on Shabbos. It would be forbidden. Answers the Gemara. Kiet ma d'Rav Nachman amazed itmar. Yeah, you're right. But when Rav Nachman said that it's only lizrok and not letaltel, that's if you violated Shabbos b'mezid, so then you could say that the rabbis penalize you and say you're not allowed to carry in it. That's if you build a wall on Shabbos and violated b'mezid. But if Hashem causes it to rain water in there, you didn't do anything b'mezid, it became a mechitza by itself. Since it became a mechitza by itself, it's 100% glatt kosher to carry in there. Now let's make 2 points here. First, Avi's question. Avi asks, so if you look at Tosas, a one-line Tosas on top, Mechitza. Afagav dabai isle Shabbos hova hutra modehacha mishum deleka mechitzos. So Avi was asking a question. Hey, wait a second. And by the way, Tosas asked your question even stronger than you asked it. You asked, didn't we learn earlier that if Shabbos starts and it's considered to be a wall, and then in the middle of Shabbos, either the people die or whatever. So we say once Shabbos starts, that's it. You keep it the same way it is. That's Tosas' kasha. Tosas says it's even worse. It's the same Manda Omar. Abaye was the same Abaye. Abaye over here in this Gemara says, oh, sorry, the water dries up, no good anymore. But it's the same Abaye said if Shabbos started and the guy dies in the middle of Shabbos, it's still a good wall. Answers Tosas, there's a difference. Here, these walls are nothing. These walls are little dyumdin. You don't have real walls here. So it's a much wimpier heter. Since it's a much wimpier heter, it's only permissible if you actually have water there. However, the case before, that's where you had legit walls. But the person fell, the person died. So the walls didn't change. The walls had changed. The person died. So that's different. Now, what's the stipler's kushiyat tsuma? So tomorrow's daf, the Gemara talks about, in tomorrow's daf, there's a Tosas on Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Tosas, Mide de Chazi L'Odom B'inon. Right? So Tosas is a stipler here in Simen Ches, who asked the following question. Tosas says, even a bar made for animals, is it mutter for... Tosas is addressing the question. If the bar is made for the animal, so it's a special heter for the Olei Regalim to water to allow their cows to drink, are you allowed to take water out of that for a human being to drink or only for a cow? That's the issue Tosas is addressing. So Tosas presents two opinions. Tosas di bramaschil mide dechazi l'adam. I think it's the top Tosas on Chafal Fomidal. So Tosis asks, so in his first answer he says, if it's only made for an animal, it's usur for human beings. Rather, a human being, if he wants the water, he's got to climb down into the pit, drink the water, and climb back up. Cow can't do that. So since a cow can't do that, you're allowed to, the rabbis made a dispensation, the cow, you're allowed to draw water out of the well and take it out for a cow. But human being, climb down. That's the first answer, Tosis. And the second answer is, what are you talking about? What kind of ridiculous things you got to climb down? He says, no. The second answer says, just like the rabbis permitted you to draw water out of there for your cow, so you can draw water out of there for a human being also. What's the problem? 2 days in Tosis. Comes along the stipel and he has a pelvic akasha. Wait a minute. He says, wait a second. On the first answer of Tosis that he says that it's only permissible for an animal to drink, but you can't use it for anything else. You can't use that for an adam to drink. You can't use it to carry other things. So what in the world is our Gemara talking about if it dries up on Shabbos? If it dries up on Shabbos, what in the world are you going to use it for? You tell me you're only allowed to use it to have your animal drink from, but a human being to drink you can, and any other carrying, you're not allowed to carry in that area your pocket knife, or what are you, you're not going to allow to carry a bowl. You're not allowed to play ball with your kid over there because it's only a so if it's dried up on Shabbos, what's the shaila? If there's no water there, so then you can't use anything for it. So the first answer in Tosis makes no sense. Because the first answer in Tosis said, you're not allowed to use it for anything else. If you're not allowed to use anything else, what's the Gemara's whole question if it dries up? If it dries up, what are you going to use it for? There's nothing left to use it for. So the stipler says, I have no idea how Tosis' first answer read this Gemara. Must be that Tosis' second answer is correct. Anyway, that's the stipler's Kushya Atsuma. We'll come back to it again tomorrow. Okay, let's learn the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara Viter. Says the Gemara. Okay.
It seems like you'd always have to go check more first to see if there's water in it before you can even carry, because you never know if it's not going to be, if it's going to be water, it's not going to be water. So first
correct.
You have to check
correct.
Before you even go use it.
Correct. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Hazorek levain pase biros. If a person throws something from a shusarabim into the pase biros area by accident, chayav. Wow. So midoraisa, this is a rishus hayachid midoraisa. It's a rishus hayachid gemura. Asks the Gemara, pshita. Obviously, you're chayav. Obviously, it's a rishus hayachid. Ilav mechitza, if the pase biros isn't considered to be a legit wall midoraisa, hechi mishtere le lamalos, how in the world could they allow you to fill water up into that area? Answer the Gemara, lo tzricha, de avad ke'en pasi biros b'shus harabim. No, the shaila is like this. You made these pasi biros in the middle of Rishus Harabim. There's no well there. There's no bore there. You just made these little four diumdin in the middle of Rishus Harabim. So the halach is, that's a chiddush. Vizarak lasocha chayev. Says the Gemara, who cares? Hanabi pshita. If this doesn't work, how in the world would it work by a bar? Answer the Gemara. Lo tzricha, af al gav de kabaki bar rabim. Even though in the middle of the pasi biros you have, it's 16 amos wide and it's a rishus, it's a derech that the rabim passes through, nevertheless, it's considered to be rishus hayachid. Says the Gemara, my kamashlon. The law of Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzla, that the fact that a derech harabim goes through a pasi biros, it's not Mevatel Mechitzla. So Amar Rebbe Lozer Chadazim, the Rebbe Lozer already said this one time earlier. This nan, we learned a Mishnah later on, Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mahoisa Derech Rishus Rabbim Mafsak Hasan. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a derech Rishus Rabbim goes in the middle of pasi biros, it's a Mishnah, Yisal Kenel Tzadim. So yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to move it to the side. Move the derech to the side because it's Mevatel it. The Chachamim are not tzarech. The Chachamim say no, it's no problem. Even if a derech harabim goes right down Broadway in the middle of the Pasei Biros, still, it's it's still kosher. You're still allowed to carry there. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And we learned on that in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, the same Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tarvayu, Kan Hodiacha, Kochan Shel Mechitzos. You see here the strength of the rabbi's takana of Mechitzos. So you see that even a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not Mevatel. So what do I need the other statement of Rabbi Lazar that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not Mevatel the Mechitzos? It's a Beferish of Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Emails having a Kan Velo Svirule. If you only had that statement of Rabbi Lazar, you might think, here the Sheet of Chachamim. Yeah, but how do you know he holds like Chachamim? Yeah, he says, here you see the Sheet of Chachamim is that even a Derech HaRabim is not Mevatel the Pasi Biros. But maybe just because he said, here you see the Pasi Chachamim, who says he holds that way? Maybe you would say, Kan Velo Svirule. That's why he has to say no. Kamash Malon, Kan Usvirule. Rabbi Lazar has to say, I hold this way. Not only do I say the Chachamim Shita, I hold this way that if a Derech HaRabim goes through a Pasi Biros, too bad. It's still a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Mide Oraisa. Asks the Gemara, V'lei Maha V'lo Boyach. So why isn't it enough to say the case of Azorik and you wouldn't want the other one? Says the Gemara, you're right. Chad Miklal Chaver to Itmar. You're right. He said it in one place, and he only said it in one place. But we derive what he holds in this case based on what he said in the other case. But he didn't really say it twice. He said it once, and we derive that just like he said it on the Mishnah, he would say it the same way. In the statement of Kochan Shel Mechitzos. Okay. Mutar lahakriv lebe'er v'chulei. We said you're allowed to get as close as you want to the be'er as long as the cow can fit rosho v'rubo into the area, which is a minimum of 2 amos, right? You need a minimum of 2 amos. So the Gemara wants to know now, what about an animal in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he wants to have a drink in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So how much of the animal has to be in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Says Gemara, Tanan Hasam. Now this is interesting. Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam. Where is it? It's later on in the Masechta. Really? It's later on in the Masechta? So why does it say Tanan Hasam? So the Ritva says, you see from this Gemara, that Tanan Hasam could even be in the same Masechta as long as it's in a different perek. But if it's in the same parak, you wouldn't say Tanan Hasam. You would say Tanan. So that's interesting. Tanan Hasam. So there's a Mishnah later on, Sadi Tesamid Aleph. Lo Yamot Odom Rishus Harabim, V'yishter Rishus Hayachat. So first of all, you have a human being. A person shouldn't stand in Rishus Harabim. And let's say there's a water fountain in Rishus Hayachat, and he's standing in Rishus Harabim. So you shouldn't bend your head over and drink in Rosh Hashanah Yachid if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Yishter Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, same thing. If you're standing in your house, there's a water fountain outside, you shouldn't drink. Because we're afraid maybe you'll like bend over and walk out there and then or bring it in there. You'll take your bowl and bring it out there. LMK and Machnes Rosh of Rubalong Shushosa. Unless your Rosho Verubo is out there in the place that you're drinking. You need Rosho Verubo in there, and then it's okay. Says the Gemara, V'chein Begas. The same halacha applies to a wine press. As far as the laws of Maaser is concerned, there is a Mishnah in Maaseros that says you are allowed to drink wine while you're standing in the wine press. You could drink wine without taking Trumas and Maaseros off of the wine, because it's considered to be an achilas arai. And the halacha is, if you just have a snack, a temporary snack, before the thing is chayiv and trumas and maisers, that's okay. You're not allowed to have a whole ganza meal with the wine, but just to snack while you're standing in the wine press, that's okay. However, if you walk outside the wine press, that's considered to be a shias keva, and you'd be chayiv in maaser. Therefore, a person shouldn't stand outside the wine press and drink in the wine press unless Rosh Ovarubo, his head and most of his body, is in the wine press. Asks the Gemara, Gabe Adam, ha'amai debay Rosh Ovarubo. By a human being, you need Rosh Ovarubo. Gabe Para, mi bein la Rosh Ovaruba. Do you need Rosh Ovaruba of a cow standing in Rosh Hasharabim and drinking in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, do you need Rosh Ovarubo? Olo, or maybe you don't need Rosh Ovarubo, maybe it's just enough the head. Because by a human, we're worried you're going to carry something. by the animal, what are you worried about? What's he going to carry? The animal ain't carrying anything. Or maybe no, we're afraid that the human who's bringing the cow to drink, the human will carry a bowl or something in order to help the cow drink. Says the Gemara, kol hecha de kanakit mana velo nakit la. In a situation, the Gemara is now qualifying the question. The Gemara is qualifying the question. In a case kol hecha de kanakit mana velo nakit la, if the human being is holding on to the cow's trough, his bowl, but he's not holding on to the cow itself to prevent it from running away, lo tibaylach debay rosh of ruavin lagav. In such a case, if you're not holding on to the cow, so then we're really worried that the cow might go somewhere, and you may follow it and carry. If you're not holding on to the cow, everyone agrees the cow has to be rosh over rubo in that area. The question is, let's say you're holding on to the cow's bowl, and you're also got one hand on the cow itself. Is that enough? Maybe in such a case, if the cow's head is in the rishus hayachid, that's enough. You don't need rosh over rubo because you're holding on to the cow. He ain't going to go anywhere. You're holding on to him. You're holding on to the cow. My, what's the halacha? Do you need rosh over rubo, or is it enough just rosho? Amalei tenisua. We learned this in a Mishnah earlier on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. By the case of Pasei Biros, you need the cow to be rosho virubo inside the Pasei Biros when it's drinking. My love, did knock it love, and knock it mana. The simple explanation is, it's talking about a case where you're holding on to the cow and you're holding on to the bowl. Nevertheless, you need rosho virubo inside. Seems to be a good proof. Says the Gemara, lo, who says? The naked man of a low naked law. Maybe you're just holding on to the bull, but you're not holding on to the cow. That's why you need rosh of a rubo. But if you were holding on to the cow, maybe even without rosh of a rubo would be okay. Ask the Gemara of a naked man of a low naked law, Mishari. Really? If you're just holding on to the bull and not holding on to the cow, then how in the world are you allowed to allow it to drink if you're not holding on to the cow? Is it mutter to place water in front of your cow by a case of Pasei Biros in a case where you're only holding on to the bowl and you're not holding on to the cow? Even in a legit case of Pasei Biros, Vatanya, if you're not holding on to the cow, lo yimale adam mayim v'yitim b'shabbos l'fnei behemto. You're not allowed to fill up a bowl with water and place it on Shabbos in front of your animal and hold the kli in your hand while the animal's drinking. You're not allowed to do that. Avol memalehu v'shofech. The way you allow your animal to drink is you fill up a bowl of water and you pour the water out in front of the animal, but you're not allowed to hold on to it. V'hi shose me'alea. So you see from there, if you are not holding on to the animal, if you are not holding on to the animal, so you're not allowed to hold on to the kli at all, even if it's rosh of aruba inside. So you can't say the Mishnah is talking about a case where you were just holding on to the bowl, because if you're just holding on to the bowl, you're not allowed to put the bowl in front of the animal because we're afraid you're going to carry it. Rather, it's got to be where you're holding on to the bull and the cow. That's where rosh of aruba works. So we're back to our proof. It sounds like if you're holding on to the cow and the bull, so then, you need to have rosh of aruba bifnim. Answers the Gemara, no. Maybe this that we require rosh of aruba inside, that's only if you're holding on to the kli, not the cow. And really, it's mutter to feed the animal that way. I, the Brisa, said you're not allowed to do that. Ha itmar Allah. We learned on that Brisa, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, no, you know when you're not allowed to feed a cow holding on to the bull? In a regular case, of course you're allowed. Why can't you hold on to the bull? What's the problem with holding on to the bull? The Gemara says, you know, that case that said you're not allowed to just hold on to the bowl, that was talking about a very specific type of case. Ha'itmar Allah, Amar Abaye, ha'cha. The Bryce is not talking at all about a cow that's in a Rishus HaRabim and Rosh of Reuben HaPasim. Not about the case. Ha'cha. We're talking about a cow that's in a barn. In a Rishus HaYachid. Either it's in a barn or it's in your house. It's talking about a case, you have windows of the house open into the Rishus HaRabim. Be'evos HaOmid Rishus HaRabim. And the trough of the animal is sticking out from the house into the Rishus HaRabim. Gavo asar tvachim v'rochav arba. It's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, which means the trough is a Rishus HaYachid. So the animal's in a Rishus HaYachid, and the trough is itself a Rishus HaYachid, sticking out into a Rishus HaRabim. And the owners would always put straw and all kinds of animal food from the Rishus HaYachid into the trough. And they would usually stick their food out the window and pour it into the trough so the animal could eat. V'rosho echa nichnas lebein hapasim. And the other side of this trough is sticking into the area of between the pase biraos. So the Bryce is coming to teach me that you should not fill up water. In this case, don't fill up water from the bar and then raise the pail on top of the trough and walk in the Rishus HaRabim and carry the bucket on top of the trough in order to place it in front of the animal. In this case, you're not allowed to carry a bowl. Even though usually you are allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and carry something in Rishus HaYachid, here it's Aser, Gzeira Dilma Chazile Le'evas to Makalka. What are we afraid of? Even though the bucket never really left the Rishus HaRabim, you're in the Rishus HaRabim, but the bucket was in the Rishus HaRabim all the time, on the Rishus HaYachid all the time. What are we afraid of? Gzeira Dilma Chazile Le'evas to Makalkel. Maybe when you want to place the bucket into the trough, you'll see that the trough is messed up. Va'asi l'tikune, and maybe as you're coming to put the water down in the trough, you'll see, oh my gosh, the trough is all messed up. So you're going to go back and get your tools, and you're going to have to walk into the Rishus HaRabim and fix it. Vidarale, it's a special din by a trough that we're afraid it's going to be broken, and you're going to have to fix it. Vidarle ladavla bade, but since you're so used to using the pail to fill up trough, you're not going to remember, oh my gosh, I'm holding a pail. So you're going to put the pail down in the Rishus HaRabim in order to go fix the trough. The kamafik Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. You're going to end up carrying the pail from Rishus HaYachid. You're going to put it down while you got to go fix the trough in order to be able to put the thing down. You're going to forget, oh my gosh, I'm in Rishus HaRabim. And you're going to put it down. So it comes out, you're going to be carrying from the area of Bein HaPasim to the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you should not place the bucket on the trough. Rather, spill the water out into the trough and let the water go by itself to the animal. But you're not allowed to carry the bucket at all outside of the Pasei Biros. The bucket has to stay inside the Pasei Biros. Because we're afraid you're going to end up carrying it. Asks the Gemara, really? You're afraid you're going to take the Dali from the Bein HaPasim? Asks the Gemara, v'chi ha'gavda mi mechayev. Would you, in a case where you're, where you uproot something in Rishus HaYachid, and your intention is to place it down in Rishus HaYachid, and then you change your mind in the middle, you go out into Rishus HaRabim, are you really chayev in such a case? But we had that case. The Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rav Safra, same name Rabbi Ami, name Rabbi Yochanan, Hamafana Chafas of Mizavis Lazavis, if a person is, his intention is to take something from one corner of his house to the other corner of his house, and in the middle, he's on his way to the other corner, he changes his mind and walks out into Rishus HaRabim. V'nimlach aleim votzien potter, shalhoi sakim v'shar v'shar l'kach. When you picked it up, you weren't intending to go out. So this is the same case over here. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ella zimnin de misakinle. No, the problem is sometimes when you see it's broken, you'll go out and fix it v'hadar ma'ayle. And when you finish fixing it, you will then put because you're going to put it down in Rishus Rabbim, so that's not a problem. But then when you finish fixing it, you're going to pick it up from Rishus Rabbim and put it into Rishus Hayachid. So that was Bekavani. You're taking it out from the Rishus Rabbim and putting it into Rishus Hayachid. Some have the exact same story slightly differently. Ikka de Amri, some have the same story a little differently. Gabe Adam, Ha'karmin and Sagali Rosh of Rubo. When it comes to a human being, you need Rosh of Rubo in the Rishus that you're drinking. Gabe Parm, Misagali Rosh of Rubo. What about a cow? Is it enough to have Rosh of Rubo low? Hech the Nakit Man of Anakit Lay. If you're holding on to the bull and holding on to the cow, loti bailach, disagi le barosh of ruba. For sure it works, rosh of ruba in such a case. Elakiti bailach, denukin man of a lo nakitla. You're holding on to the bull, but you're not holding on to the animal. My, what's the halacha? Is rosh of ruba enough or not? I'm related to Nisu, we learned it in our Mishnah. Well, vashti par rosh of ruba, mifne mishosa, my love, denukin man of a lo nakitla. Isn't that a case of where you're holding on to the bucket and not holding on to the cow? Lo! They're not going to have an ugly. Let's talk about a case where you held on to the bull and you're holding on to the cow. Says Gemara, Hachanami Mistavra. And it's logical to say that you're holding on to both. If you're not going to have a low nugget, if you're only holding on to the bull, not holding on to the cow, Mishari. Is it permissible? Vatanya, lo yimal el demayim, yitin lefnei behemto. A person should not fill up a bucket of water and place it in front of his animal and only hold on to the bucket. Abel mamali v'shofech, v'shosim be'elah. So you see, when you're not holding on to the animal, you're not allowed to just bring out a bucket over there. So therefore you can't say the Mishnah's talking about a case where you held on to only one. It's got to be holding, because you're not allowed to do it. You got to be holding on to both. Same story. We're talking about a very limited case in the Braisa. A trough that was in Rishus Rabbim, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. And the trough is going through the Rishus Rabbim into the area of Bein HaPasim. The Bryce is teaching me you should not fill up water from the bar and lift the bucket over the trough and walk in the Rishus HaRabim to place it in the trough. The Zimna Dechazla Evas the Makalkel Vasili Tikune, because you're going to see that the trough is messed up. You're going to come to fix it. Vidarli Ladav Dabe, you'll be carrying the bucket with you. You won't realize if it comes out, which is Yahush HaRabim. You'll carry the bucket from the Pasi Biros area into the Rishus HaRabim. If you're carrying something from one end of the Rishus Hayachad to the other Rishus Hayachad, v'nimlach aleim votzi and potter, shalohayis akir v'shev shalokach. The Gemara answers, Ella zimnin demisakinle. No, you're going to fix it v'hadar ma'ayle. After you fix it, then you're going to take the bucket which you placed on the ground v'kama ayle m'shesiram Rishus Hayachad. Same story as before. A little bit more, says the Gemara Tashma. Now we're going to go back to the original question that we had before, that a cow that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you want to water it, give it water, Rishus HaYachid, and you're holding on to the kli and the cow, do you need Rosh HaVerubo or not? Tashma, Gamal Sherosh HaVerubo Mibifnim. You have a cow that Rosh HaVerubo is in Rishus HaYachid. Ovsin Oso Mibifnim. If you want to shove a lot of food down the camel's throat, you have to be standing in Rishus Hayachid inside. V'ha'evos k'mad anakit man of anakit la'damya. This is the same kind of case of where you're holding on to the animal, holding on to the bucket. It's the same kind of a case. V'kabin rosh of ruba, you see, and then you need most of the animal inside. Shiny gamal havo aruch. No, a camel is different. It has such a long neck, so it's easy for him to lose the neck. He could easily to force his neck to one direction or the other, even if the person is holding on, and therefore you need Rosh HaVerubo inside. But maybe by other animals, you don't need such a thing. And similarly, Tashma, Behema Rosh HaVerubo Mifnim, Ovsin Osami Mifnim. Now you see, not a gummo, just a regular animal. Behema doesn't say gummo. A regular animal, you need Rosh HaVerubo Mifnim, Ovsin Osami Mifnim. If you want to feed it a lot of food, you got to only be standing inside. Here you see, even not a gummel, every animal you got to have it standing Rosh HaVerubo inside. And it's the Gomel Behema Nami Tani Gomel, even though it says Behema really means a camel. So, well, come on. Vatani Behema, Vatani Gomel is two different braises. One of them says Behema, one of them says Gomel. Clearly, the Behema animal braise is not a Gomel. Says Gomel, Mi de Gabe Hadadi Tanya. No, but they're not written right next to each other. The one that's Gomel means Gomel, the one that says Behema means Gomel. They're not written right next to each other. If they're written right next to each other, then you're right. One's Gomel, one's not Gomel. But since they're not written right next to each other, they both refer to a camel. Tanya Nami Hachu, we also learned in a braise supporting this. Rabbi Lazar, Oser, Begamal. Rabbi Lazar says, even if Rosh of Ruba is Bifnim, you need Kulo Bifnim. You need the whole thing to be inside. Hoel Vitzavara Arach. We're afraid maybe with the long neck, he'll carry the stuff out into the Rosh Harabim. So therefore, when you're feeding a cow, it's got to be totally inside. You can't have the cow in one Roshus and sticking over into the other Roshus. Even Rosh of Arubo is not good enough. It sounds like you need the entire thing inside. Okay, we will stop here. We will stop here. Okay? At which I want to let tomorrow morning, 7:15, Be'ez Hashem. Now, this week, yeah, we'll probably still be able to do Daf Yomi. This week, 7:15. This week, Daf Yomi, 7:15. Next week, I start school. So, beginning next week, Daf Yomi is going to have to be at 7:05 Daf Yomi. I'll evaluate whether or not there's enough people who want to do it in person. Even if it's in person, we'll be on Zoom also. So if you want to see it on Zoom, but I'm not sure I'm going to be. The timing is going to be a little maybe too tight for me to do in person. We'll see. Zoom just helps me out with the timing because I don't have to get there and get back. I mean, unless people want to come to my own backyard. That's, you know, if you want to come to my own backyard for Daf Yomi, I'm not sure how my neighbors would love that, but we'll see. We'll see. I think, was the rabbi okay with doing it in shul? I think the rabbi was okay with doing it in shul. Mordechai, well, he wasn't so okay.
He said he wanted to discuss later with Rabbi.
He did discuss with me, but didn't he give his shiur in shul? He gave his shiur outdoors today?
I think he might have done indoors, but I don't know.
I think he's now okay.
If he told Rabbi, that'd be great. I don't know.
All right, let me think about it. Let me go over all the voice notes I got. Everyone should have a wonderful week. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:15, Be'ez Hashem.
Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi. Thank you very much. Good to vote.